Did your mother say it? Ow! Ow! I hate it!
Hello there, Radioland. How are you? It's Friday. It's CGSF 90.1 FM, and it is Department Uno, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We take you through the latest and greatest in the CGSF music playlist. New music from local artists, Canadian artists, international artists, all genres, all styles, and my goodness, has there been so much excellent music coming my way. I've had several hundred albums just in the past 2 weeks sent my way. Catching up on some January stuff, as well as all the brand new February stuff as well, even though we're getting close to the end of the month here. We're going to start off with Toronto's Ona Ensemble. Very cool stuff. This is Pro Omir. Here we go. Some cool stuff from Mexico City, brother and sister duo, Sotomayor, Wabi Sabi. The album just came out a week ago, so go check it out. It's very good. It's electro-Latin pop mixed with a little bit of Afro influences. It might be my pick of the week. We're going to listen to two tracks, Me Dejo Llevar and Vida. Right here on 90.1 FM.
Aquí en corre por mi piel, el pecho un nuevo nivel, es como un amanecer, un eco de mi querer, un viaje, un vibe, me impulsa a renacer, mis venas traen el poder, ritmo que no va a ceder, vivo por la vida, por cada latido, vivo por la vida. Me for-
Yes, the Andrew Collins Trio from Toronto with a very lovely kind of bluegrass arrangement of the prelude to Cello Suite No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 1009, Bachwerke Verzeichnis, Bach Work Directory, Verzeichnis, great German word. Speaking of great words, Daphne and the Oracle, as it were. Let's go check in with Dr. Snaith, a.k.a. Dan Snaith, a.k.a. Caribou, but also Daphne. Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-I, but it is the sound. Daphne, new album, Butterfly, available now. We're going to play you a triple shot to keep you moving and grooving here. We're going to go Sad Piano House, Clap Your Hands, and Two Maps. And you're listening to Department Uno right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, the latest and greatest from the CJSF music playlist. I was thinking of Delphi. That's the oracle, you know, with the whole let's hike up the mountain and talk to someone who's eating ergot fungus. and see what the Oracle has in store for us. It's the Oracle of Delphi, whereas Daphne, I do believe Daphne, yes, the god Apollo fell in love with Daphne, and Daphne prayed for escape after being chased by the simp Apollo, and she was transformed into a laurel tree at the Pythian Games, which were held every 4 years in Delphi in honor of Apollo. A wreath of laurel gathered from the Vale of Tempe in Thessaly was given as a prize. Hence, it later became customary to award prizes in the form of laurel wreaths to victorious generals, athletes, poets, and musicians worn as a chaplet on the head. The poet laureate. Oh, I did not know that. Where that came from. That's very cool. We're learning things on the radio here. Courtesy of background music from Dr. Dan Snaith, a.k.a. Caribou, a.k.a. PhD recipient in mathematics, a.k.a. Daphne, a well-respected figure in the Canadian electronic scene. Go check out Manitoba and Swim. Those are great albums. A poet laureate is a well-known modern example of such a prize winner dating from the early Renaissance in Italy. According to Pausanias, the reason for this was simply and solely because the prevailing tradition has it that Apollo fell in love with the daughter of Ladon, Daphne. With a listener, and he asks, because we're talking about Sanrio stuff as well, do you think the world in 2,000 years will look back on Sanrio characters the same way we look back on Greek mythology? And I replied, quite possibly. The cultural relevance and impact of Kitty cannot be understated. She and Pikachu are iconoclasts. Pikachu will be canonized. I think so. Shout out, listener. Thank you for tuning in, for listening, for everybody who tunes into the show, and of course everybody who hangs out here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We have such a great roster of programs. You can get started as a volunteer. If you're a musician, you can send your music to me. There are multiple ways to do that, through the website, through email, through dropping it off in a piece of aluminum foil like someone did once. We accept all formats, physical and digital, so come by. We're in the Sleeton Union Building, room 1420. Triple shot of Daphne, Dr. Snaith, Dan Snaith, two maps, and then we're going to play a little bit of Vancouver Island / Vancouver classical music for you. So keep it locked right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. some sweet stuff, isn't it? Go check it out. Daphne is always good stuff. I'm a fan of Dan Snaith. Canadian composer and musician. But also, in 2005, Snaith received a PhD in mathematics from Imperial College London. Fun. Fun stuff. Now, speaking of Canadian things, let's check out another piece from a very cool record from Redshift Music, a local contemporary classical music label here in Vancouver, from the Airy Trio, Water, Rock, Tree, and Sky. And we're going to listen to Movement 5 from the Vancouver Island Suite, composed by Diane Barry, who features on flute here. Also, shout out to my old colleague and schoolmate Nathan Jacklin on cello, Yuvik Days. Thank you, Redshift, for sending us over the Vancouver Island Suite, featured on the album Water, Rock, Tree, and Sky.